You could say, well, Lil Wayne might just believe what he believes, and he has a right to free speech. He has a right to say what he thinks about the election. True. Except Lil Wayne doesn't do that. In fact, not too long ago, a woman journalist asked Lil Wayne what he thought about Black Lives Matter.
I am a young black rich. If that don't let you know that America understand Black Matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb, man. My life matter, especially to my.
He ended our interview angrily.
If you're not a politician and you just want to talk about rap, you just want to talk about music, you just want to talk about clothes, you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about except for politics, then why use this moment right now to do this? And if you're going to do it, why do it for Donald Trump? But it's not just Wayne. My dear brother Ice Cube stood next to Donald Trump. I understand that he has a plan for Black America and he's not endorsing Donald Trump. Ice Cube did not endorse Donald Trump, but Ice Cube is still standing next to Donald Trump in a way that makes him seem like he is a reasonable or viable option to advance the Black agenda. 50 Cent stood up and said that he's going to vote for Trump because he doesn't want to pay high taxes. Now, whether he was serious or not, I can't say for sure, but the fact that he said it legitimized what many people have to say. And this is what's so disturbing. Brothers, we are the lowest common denominator right now. We are the weakest link right now. Not all black men, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about those people in public who are standing up and standing next to Donald Trump.